But it is All-Star Mile Day tomorrow at Moonee Valley. It's one of the biggest days on the calendar, and we've got a lot to look forward to. So if your pens aren't poised, might I suggest that you get a pen and poise it, if that, in fact, is a term. I'm going to run with it anyway, see how we go. And to do that, help us through the Friday form. We get ready to catch up with one of the world's best when it comes to form analysis. Mark Hunter is his name, and he joins us on a Friday morning again. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Huff.
Great to have you with us. What did you make of the game last night?
Well, I saw the Tigers a couple of weeks ago down at Casey, and I thought they really struggled down there, and it's fair to say they probably didn't improve that much last night. I thought it was
a pretty
plain game, I thought.
I won't disagree with that whatsoever. How's Lockie feeling? He'd be excited about a big game on Saturday?
Yeah, he is. I think it's, they've had a really tough pre-season, a long pre-season. I think all the players can't wait till it kicks off.
Oh, it's Saturday night, Bulldogs in Melbourne, where Lockie will be coming up against the old boys. We'll talk about that a little bit later on with Rammer and Boomer. But we've got a big day tomorrow at Moonee Valley. Jamie Rogers is all over it from the tab, as she always is. She's a ripper. Jamie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
I'm all right. Have you got your Melbourne scarf on like Mark has today?
I don't, actually. He was very proud to be walking past to stir the pot, walking in. He was outside the coffee shop saying, oh, I've got this ready to stir some things today.
What did Steve-O think when you walked in with a Melbourne scarf?
Well, he hasn't shut up since Stephen May was announced injured, so he's given me four goals in on Saturday night, which I thought was a bit generous.
Four goals in?
Four goals in. He said they'll win and win easily, the Dogs, so he's given me four goals in.
My understanding is the Bulldogs team poster's in the Herald Sun today, and Stephen has already cut it out and he's put it up on the wall and he's blowing kisses at it more often than not around there at the offices at RSN. So that's a genuine concern. Jamie, are you out at Moonee Valley tomorrow for the big day?
No, I'm not actually.
No?
No, I've got some family things that I have to go to. So, no, I'm missing it.
Oh, wow. Family things. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, it's a... Yeah, just some other stuff I've got to go to.
Lots of work to be done for life. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all good. But what we'll do is let's have a chat about those big races at Moonee Valley, including the All-Star Mile. For first-time players, we go through the quaddy leagues, give you a chance to narrow your focus a little bit on a Friday morning ahead of the big day of racing. Give you some value with the Rammer Ruffy and the Dino Formula Bet, which you can register for at the website rsn.net.au is the place to do that. And we invest, well, Mark invests, really, let's be honest, on your behalf. And it's turned out to be a pretty good system for many, many years, the Formula Bet, and long may it continue as well. But the first leg of the quaddy team, as we get our teeth into All-Star Mile Day, is the All-Star Mile. The Sharp EIT All-Star Mile, $5 million up for grabs over the mile. Wait for Age Affair, and it's going to be a very interesting race, although it might be able to narrow it down just a few if you want to go to the quaddy legs, I reckon, Mark. Alligator Blood, number two, is favourite at tab.com.au at $2.74 Waterhouse Bot Training Combination. Blake Shin in the saddle. Are you on the Alligator?
I am. We're pretty light on for numbers for the quaddy this week, Huff. I'm only taking 2 and 4 in the first leg of the quaddy. I think Alligator Blood's the one to beat. He was terrific first up, controlling the race from outside the speed, put paid to them, and was too tough. I can't see any reason why he won't be fitter. He'll go forward. He'll either lead or take a sit on the like of Keats or Gentleman Roy. So he'll be in the first three, controlling the race again. And the way he won first up, he's a tough horse to get past. Gay Wardhouse has done an amazing job with the horse. He's the one to beat. I'm putting in number four, Mr. Brightside, whose two runs back from a spell have been terrific. I think from that barrier, Luke Curry can settle the horse in the first 3, 4, or 5, be stalking Alligator Blood. I think they'll come away, and I think they'll fight the race out. So I'm only taking 2 and 4. If you wanted to go wider, the obvious ones. Number one, I'm Thunderstruck. Just not sure how he's going this time, and he'll get a more genuinely run race here, so we'll get to see. 3, Cascadian. Is a good horse, his class, but going to need a miracle from the back. And down the bottom there, 13 Nugget and 14 Keats will be up on the speed, getting great runs, and they might hang on for a place at good odds. But just the two in the quaddy for me, 2 and 4, Alligator Blood and Mr. Brightside.
All right, so pretty thin in the big race tomorrow, the first leg of the quaddy, the All-Star Mile. Just on the depth of the race, I know it's a different sort of format, the way that we get to this outcome, Mark, and obviously there's been some scratchings and horses that haven't been using this as part of their plans for the autumn. What do you make of the depth of the All-Star Mile this year?
It's got a long tail, to be fair. like that, you know, it's just like I guess you're all the hype about getting horses into the race and the advertising and the votes. Once they get in there, there's quite a few 33-to-1 chances that really haven't got a chance of winning. So it has got a long tail this year.
All right. Is that the same from the punters' perspective, Jamie, at tab.com.au? They think it's got a bit of a tail?
It is half. So Alligator Blood by far is the best backed runner. He's holding four times more than anything else in the field. Next best at 270 is Alligator Blood. Mr. Brightside is next best in the market and also in terms of support, currently at $6. And then I'm Thunderstruck has also had a little bit of interest at that $6.50 price. But Mark, one of the horses at odds that has seen not a huge amount of support, but one of the better backed of the double figure prices is The Inevitable. What are your thoughts of him? Obviously, it's a big step up in class going into the All-Star Mile, but winner of six in the row and at that $21 price has had quite a bit of interest, more so at the $5 place.
Yeah, look, I didn't think the Inevitable was really in the mix at all. We've seen it over here before in this grade struggle. It's run a mile in Tassie against its own class or its own horses over there. But getting here to a much better grade mile, much better grade horses, I don't think the Inevitable is really in the race.
All right, so Scotty Brunton's just choked on his weedings, you've said that, but that's okay. That's the system. We tell it like we see it around here on the Friday form. It's the way to go about it. So, Al, you've got a very easy job to this point in time, I reckon, because we haven't had to work too hard to recap the numbers from the first leg of the quaddie. Can you please give them to us?
Just the two class runners in the race in the first leg of the quaddie, 2 and 4.
2 and 4 in leg number one of the quaddie tomorrow at Moonee Valley. It is the All-Star Mile, the feature event on the card. Tell you what is another good race is race number 8, the second leg of the quaddie, the PKF Typhoon Tracy Stakes. What a good horse Typhoon Tracy was. Three-year-old fillies group, 3 affair over the 1,200 metres, a full field going around there at the valley as well. Number 9, the Jaguar Stone has been scratched. So take that out of any calculations you may have had. Number 9, Jaguar Stone. Mark, at number 2, My Bella May, jumping out of barrier 11 from the 1,200-metre shoot, is favourite at tab.com.au at $3.50. Is that barrier a bit of a concern?
Absolutely, Huff. It's a concern, and also how the WA horses are going when they come over. I guess you were equated to footy a little bit, and you would know that pretty hard to fly across and be at your absolute best. There's, you know, seen a few in recent weeks have struggled, so I'm going to leave My Bella May out at my own peril. It's just drawn wide. I think it's an open race. Having said that, I've narrowed it down to 3 horses. I'm going with number 12, Paracel, clearly on top. It's 2 runs back from a spell up in Sydney on dry ground have been terrific. It beat a horse called Insurrection there last time who we saw Insurrection come out and run 3rd behind Benedetta, so I've got a handle on the form. I think from the gate, Craig Newitt will send it forward. If not leading, be box seat. And I think Paracel just needs clear galloping room to be the one to beat. A little roughy here, number 13, Clarity, who ran well first up. The 1,000 was just too short. It's a good horse, Clarity. Gets a nice run just behind them. Much better suited, 1,200 metres will run well. And I'm putting number 1, Paris Dior, in, who ran well first up down the straight, will be fitter. Never runs a bad race. Just going to need some luck from sort of 5th or 6th. It's going to be a busy traffic race with a lot of horses. So I'm throwing in 12, 13 and 1. If you wanted to go wider, I could include number 14, Royal Merchant, back in distance, just needs some luck. 10, Mumbai Jewel, who can win. It's got a horrible gate there for O'Sheen Murphy. And 7, Lady Laguna, getting fitter up in distance on the speed, has got some chance. But just the 3 in the quaddie for me, 12, 13 and 1.
All right, 12, 13 and 1. So the favourite is out, Jamie. What's the favourite doing at tab.com.au, just by the way?
So the favourite is seeing support. So My Bella May is at $3.50 and we've got Paracel at $4.60. So between those two, they're holding the exact same amount of money. Paris Dior at $6.50 is definitely next with the money. And Wee Nessie at $12 is also pretty popular. Mark, am I crazy for thinking we should throw in She Dances? I know she's drawn out wide, but I just thought she has the speed to overcome the wide barrier, 5 weeks between runs, and I thought she was a bit disappointing last start at Sandown, but had been impressive prior.
Well, you mentioned the word crazy, Jamie, not me, but I think She Dances is in all sorts of trouble from that wide gate, so yeah. I'd be getting the eraser out and rubbing that one out.
So we don't need She Dances. Is it going to be a race full of pace, Mark, or is it just going to be a bit of a dawdle, you reckon?
No, it'll be a solidly run race. Actually, not breakneck, but with the big field, there's going to be a big clump of horses just behind the speed looking for spots. So they're caught wide, they have to make a decision, and often with a 37-degree forecast, Moonee Valley can firm right up and it can be hard to make ground. So if that situation unfolds by 5 o'clock, you'll probably see a few more drive forward than expected.
Would you expect that we'd bring the races forward tomorrow? He does that to a lot of meetings. We bring it forward or by an hour or so. Would you expect that to happen tomorrow as well?
Well, I guess with the 37 forecast, it'll be in front of their mind and wouldn't shock to see a change today.
We'll keep an eye on that through the day on RSN to find out, because it is going to be a stinker tomorrow in Melbourne Town, 37 degrees, as Mark said, the forecast. But Al, can you please recap the numbers for the second leg of the quaddy, please? Race number 8, the Typhoon Tracy Stakes.
Yeah, first of all, apologies to I'm Thunderstruck. I said the two class runners in the first leg. That's being very disrespectful of the Cox Plate runner-up in the first leg. But second leg numbers are 12, 13 and 1.
12, 13 and 1 in the second leg of the quaddy. All right, let's get to a break and come back and go through the remaining two legs of the quaddy for All-Star Mile Day. We've got the Remo Ruffy still to come and the Formula Bet. If you haven't registered, you're silly. I dead set reckon you're silly. rsn.net.au. Mark invests on your behalf. It's a great system. A bit to get through before we have a chat to Rama and Boomer on the Friday footy preview. But more All-Star Mile action on a big day of racing at Moonee Valley in the Friday form with Mark Hunter and Jamie Rogers after this. That is correct. Nice to have your company on a Friday morning. And after 8.30, just by the way, Michael Falgate picks things up on a Racing Pulse, the Friday form focus with the Shark. He's texted me and he said, it's great to be having you with us all the way there from Brisbane. But don't worry about tomorrow. I've got it under control. The card will be tipped. Now, of course, we don't believe him. Spot on, Al. Spot on. We don't believe the Shark, but he's confident that he's got the fields nailed tomorrow in the Friday form focus. But that's after 8.30 with Blue Eyes. We are in the middle of the Friday form with Mark Hunter and Jamie Rogers for All-Star Mile Day tomorrow at the Valley. And we're two legs into the quaddy. We've got two to go. The third leg is the DCE Alistair Clark Stakes over the time on a 2040. The Cox Plate distance at Moonee Valley, $750,000 up for grabs. Group 2 action for the three-year-olds. There are 12 going around, Mark. And number 3, amenable for the Price Kent Jr. Yard, is favourite at the tab. D. Oliver in the saddle jumping out of barrier 2. Third up tomorrow, $3.10. Are we playing with amenable?
I think it'll win half. I'm only taking two horses in the quaddy here, 3 and 1. I think amenable is close to a good thing. It ran terrific first up. Short of a run, then second up in the guineas, got tangled up in that fall, should have finished a whole lot closer coming fifth. It's fit, it's ready to win, it's got a perfect barrier to park just behind the speed. If you watch the track work from the valley, it seemed to fly around there as well during the week, so everything points to an amenable win here. Going to throw number 1 Dunkel in. I think Dunkel's a terrific horse, seen it down in Tassie. Getting the job done in small fields, probably against the way that it likes races run. There's been no speed. It's had to do all the work itself. It'll be back last here, which is not easy. So going to be giving amenable a big start, but look for Harry Coffey to weave his way through and charge home. So they're the only two I'm taking. If you wanted to go wider, maybe you could include number 5, Japanese Emperor, who was good last time, getting fitter. Just has to run a strong 2,000. And a couple of odds here. Number 9, Mr. Fabulous, is a nice stayer. Not sure I can win this race, but it's a nice stayer. And 10, CR7 was just enormous at Sandown, picking its way through the field on the leader's track. It gets out to 2,000 metres in a harder race, but certainly won't run badly. Having said that, only going with two horses here, 3 and 1. Keen on amenable to win and throwing Dunkel in for insurance.
So a narrow focus, Jamie, for Mark in the third leg of the quaddy. What are the punters doing? They're going a bit broad on that with their thoughts?
No, the money's actually in line with what Mark has just said. So amenable is now holding 5 times more than anything else in the field. Yesterday it was a different story. It was all about Dunkel, but throughout the day, the money certainly came through for the favourite. So at that $3.10 price, pretty much the only one that punters now want. In saying that, Dunkel is still the second best backed horse at $4.80. And then the 5, Japanese Emperor at $5.50. He's also had a little bit of specking, but it's nothing in comparison to what we've taken on the 3 and the 1.
All right, so it's pretty straightforward for the third leg of the quaddy. It says the tab and says, Mark, which means you, Al, must just give us two very simple numbers.
Yeah, those numbers are 3 and 1. So 3 and 1 in the third leg. Hey, Half, there's a really good text message that's just come through. We spoke about the potential of the meeting being brought forward due to the heat tomorrow. Given that it's at the valley, we automatically assume, not because it's at the valley, but we bring the races forward because of the heat. Is there a chance they could run it as a night meeting and maybe start at 6:30?
Well, I suppose there is, Al.
I would imagine there is. That would create greater opportunity for turnover to be punning later in the evening rather than at 10 o'clock in the morning. What do you reckon, Mark?
I think everyone will be watching the dogs and the demons rather than...
But that's an interesting point, because we touched on this yesterday with Blue Eyes into the program of having All-Star Mile Day on week one of the footy, Mark. Now, all Saturday afternoon's not exactly a prime time spot for the AFL these days, but week one is always brings with it a lot of good energy and a lot of eyeballs. So if it was to be, that would be an absolute disaster if it was up against the demons and the dogs.
Yeah, for sure. I think the timing, I heard that mentioned on radio the other day, the timing about the first round. They're probably lucky with the game they've got on Saturday afternoon. Won't take too many eyes away from the races, you wouldn't think. But to clash with the first week of footy, people have been hanging out for months for the footy to start. And I think, as you say, all eyes are on the football.
We'll see. We'll keep an eye on that. I know that Matty Stewart will be sniffing around all that news this morning on Racing Pulse. So we'll find out as much as we can as soon as we can for what they might do tomorrow at Moonee Valley regarding the weather how they handle that.
I've just got a text, Half, that says if it's moved, it will be moved forward.
Right, okay. All right, so don't worry about the D's and the on your was. Warren from Vermont, just listening online, good on him. So don't worry, the D's and the dogs will be fine, Mark. You'll be able to do both.
Yes, hopefully we
win
both times.
And I'm okay with that. Let's get to the last leg of the quaddy. No point having three, we need four legs for the quaddy. And we've got another full field going around tomorrow. Big fields and a big race day over the 1600 metres, the Country Mile Series final. $250,000 up for grabs. And number three, British Columbia, for our man Graham Begg. God love him. He's been very good to us in the spreadsheet in the early mail. He's got the British Columbia favourite in a very open market, it must be said, at $5.50 at tab.com.au. Have you got Graham's horse in the numbers, Mark?
It's in those ones you'd throw in if you were going wider half.
Right,
Columbia. Look, it's a wide open race. I'm only taking two horses. I'm taking one and four. I think number one, Quay, I think it'll win if it leads. It's drawn barrier one. It has got some pressure coming from out wide, but I think if Quay leads, it will win. It's had an interesting life. It looked a really promising horse as a three-year-old, completely lost its way for a while, often has had no luck in its races. It's come back from a spell. It was wide first up, was out-sprinted, rallied strongly through the line, then went to Ballarat and found the top and just bolted in. British Columbia set outside it, couldn't get near it. So I think by race 10, track firming up, that it could be a big advantage up on the speed. So, as I say, I think if Quay leads, it wins. Good roughie here, number four, Heavenly Emperor, who was paddling and then went back to Stephen Brown. And those last two runs have been terrific. It was wide last time and kept coming. It's got a tricky gate here for Daniel Stackhouse to work out. You can easily see the horse being caught wide from that gate. But, gee, if Heavenly Emperor has any luck, I've got it down as the danger to Quay. They're the only two I'm taking. If you want to go wider, you could throw in number two, Super Razi, who gets a beautiful run from the draw. Three, British Columbia. Really consistent, but gee, Quay put paid to it last time. You could throw in seven, Too Good for Turek, who just might be the leader, and 10, Jennifer Wish, poking along the fence. I think it'll be a leader's race, so that'll be the spot to be. But just one and four for me. Keen on one if it leads.
Keen on one. It's a pretty open market, Jamie, there at the tab. What's going on?
It is an interesting market, and it's just interesting that Mark has just said Heavenly Emperor was one of his numbers at $18, because I was looking at the money before, and when it's a wide open race, it's not surprising to see that the support goes everywhere. So nothing's coming through for the favourite, British Columbia at $5.50. The best backed horse is the 12 and Frost Yourself at $16, but it's Heavenly Emperor that's second best at $18, and there's not much separating the 12 and the 4. The one, Quay at $6, is definitely the third best backed runner, and then there's some specking for horses like Too Good for Turek at $6.50 and 3 4 pence at $9, but certainly it's going wider for those top two that are the best backed here at $16 and $18.
All right, so it's the assessment of the last race, the quaddy, last race on the card, All-Star Mile Day tomorrow. The big day on, it's going to be huge at the tab, just by the way. Al, can you please recap those numbers?
I can indeed. The last leg is 1 and 4, so I'll just go through all of them because we've had a few text messages come through and I thought this one was very good. Can you please repeat the quaddy numbers? I was too busy going through Daniel's GPS this morning. It got me in a spin. So those quaddy numbers in full are 2, 4, 2-4 in the first leg, 12-13-1 in the second, 3-1 in the third, and coming home with 1-4. That is just $24 for 100%.
$24 for All-Star Mulday Quaddy. That's magnificent stuff. 2-4 from 12-13-1, from 3-1, from 1-4. Your Quaddy numbers tomorrow at Moonee Valley. Let's get to the formula bet. See, register at the website rsn.net.au. We invest on your behalf. It's a great system. Mark, who are you playing for this weekend? What are you thinking?
For the Dino Formula Bet, we are playing for Ashley Merritt from Darley. And for Ashley, we're having $40 the win, race 8, number 12, Paracel. $40 the win, race 9, number 3, Amenable. And $40 on the all-up, race 8, number 12, into race 9, number 3.
8, 12 into 9, 3 tomorrow at Moonee Valley for the Dino Formula Bet. What does that come to at temp.com.au, please, Jamie?
That is $14.26.
$14.26 for the formula bet tomorrow. Good luck to our contestant. Remember, it could be you. Register every week and you can get involved. rsn.net.au, which means there's only one more thing really left to do, and that's get the Rammer Ruffy.
Ready to sting the bookies? This is Rammer's Ruffy.
For your award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV. Book a test drive at your nearest Kia dealer.
Bit of value in the fields tomorrow at Moonee Valley, hopefully. Mark's found one for us. What is it, Mark?
It's one we've had before, half race 6, number 8, Fluorescent Star, who's had the two runs back from a spell. Should have won first up, nearly fell over at the 600, got held up in the straight. Went to Flemington, bombed the start, probably should have won again. It draws low here for T.O. Nugent. There's a stack of speed in the race. I think if it jumps okay, can park 5th or 6th inside. And the leads will get tired. There's plenty of pressure. So look for Fluorescent Star to weave through in the straight and run them down.
All right. Race 6, number 8, Fluorescent Star, the Rammer Ruffy. What's the value saying at tab.com.au, please, Jamie?
So she is paying $9 for the win and $2.80 the place.
$9 and $2.80. We'll take it. We'll take it and run for Amy and Ashiagi. We've had a great week over there in Adelaide for race 6, number 8, Fluorescent Star. Jamie, what's your best of the weekend?
So my best is coming out of race 4, number 2, Russian Dancer. I just think he's going from strength to strength this campaign and looking for a hat trick. I just thought he should be up there in the finish again.
Race 4, number 2, Russian Dancer. $4 in the early markets at tab.com.au. What about the slipper, Mark, before I let you go? Have you got an eye on the slipper?
No, I haven't half. That's on my morning job today. Sorry, I'm a bit late to the party there, but I'll have to report back to you then.
I can tell you where the money's going in the slipper.
Yeah, let's do that.
So Learning to Fly is the best backed horse at $6.50 by a mile, but then it's coming through for like Don Corleone at $10 and Little Bros as well at $12. So they're the three best backed. The favourite, Cylinder at $3.90.
All right. Plenty more conversation about the slipper across the weekend here on RSN and probably starting from 8:30 with Blue Eyes too on Racing Pulse. Hope the boy goes well tomorrow night, Mark. Thank you for your time this morning. Look forward to catching you next week on the Friday Form.
Thanks, Harv.
Good stuff, Mark Hunter with us. And Jamie, we'll touch base with you a little bit later on. Thank you very much.
See you then.